This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Couple of things right off the bat. Some of the headline news of the day as we see it, and then, as usual, the context of what is going on in this economy. Item one, of course, the vaccine news from Moderna, the second 90-plus percent efficiency rate vaccine in 1 week. The stock market, as we know, is not the, how do we know that? Because I hear it on the radio all the time. We know it's not the economy, but it can give a real-time indicator of feelings about the future of this economy. Overall, today, feeling pretty good, eventually. Item two, President-elect Biden. He had a meeting today with some corporate CEOs and union leaders, Mary Barra at GM, Satya Nadella at Microsoft, to name a couple. He made some remarks afterward. The president-elect said he supports a $3 trillion relief package. He wants money to support state and local budgets in there as well. And he said labor unions are going to have more power while he is in office. Item three, California, and here is where things turn more sober. This afternoon, Governor Gavin Newsom rolled back a whole slew of business reopenings here in what is, I think, like the fifth largest economy in the world, if it were a country, maybe seventh largest, I forget, but you get my point. Anyway, he did that, as is happening in virtually the whole country, the virus raging out of control. There are echoes in this of what happened back in the spring when small businesses in particular got clobbered. So Marketplace's Erica Barris spent her day on the phone with some of those small businesses.
When things shut down in the spring, the Stampede Cocktail Club in Seattle, Washington, got a PPP loan, held a GoFundMe to help support employees, scale back days and hours, sold gift cards and merchandise and to-go drinks.
I always joke around that we've pivoted so much that our hips hurt.
That's General Manager Sarah Grindstaff. She says business revenue is down by 75%. And with this new shutdown looming,
I think it's going to be completely different. I think it's a different ballgame. I think people, you know, we didn't know what we were going into this first time. So it was kind of like, oh, a pandemic. But now it's like, this is a pandemic.
And more than half a year later, many people have been struggling for months, says Matthew Slaughter, an economist at Dartmouth College.
Unfortunately, more of their customers and clients are more stressed financially because of the absence of some of the federal government support that have rolled off.
That worries Wendelin Scott, who owns Yoga Source in Santa Fe, New Mexico. When things shut down the first time, she had two locations.
It was pretty stressful. The psychological and emotional stress that everybody was under, and then the intense learning curve to get everybody online.
Then in June, she shut down one of her studios. Now most of her classes are online, but she's just breaking even. She hopes her remaining brick-and-mortar studio will survive the winter. In Chicago, Candace Cowles, who owns Hair Salon Come See See Me, where she makes custom wigs and weaves for her clients, hopes she's prepared. Before the pandemic, clients would bring her hair bundles and she'd style them in shop. Now Kyle's buys the hair, styles it, sends it to customers, and then virtually walks them through how to do it themselves.
We don't even have to touch each other, see each other, or anything. So now the profits are higher.
Kyle's is optimistic, but her business depends on clients with disposable income and how they weather the COVID-19 winter. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.